If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Always a treat to get to talk one of the greatest athletes in the history of the world, damn it, Lolo Jones, now 37 years old. Is that too tall for you, Lolo, calling you that? Greatest athlete in the history of the world? I mean, how many people can compete in two sports like you have, right?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. You didn't have to mention my age, though, but come on.
Well, it's, you know, we did get a little bit of a bio for this interview, and it says, at the age of 37, so I feel like you want that out there. That look at how great you look at 37.
Yeah, whoever added that, they should have edited that out, because my Tinder says I'm 27, so.
How's Tinder going these days? What's the experience like? Have you been on a date recently?
I was on a date. It was the best date in my life, and then I still got ghosted out. So,
really? He ghosted you?
Well, no, we like kind of talked, but then it was just like it was too much for him, and his, like, he wasn't prepared for what it takes to have a relationship. I don't know, some BS answer.
why do guys do this ghosting thing? Why don't they just handle it like a man, right? Lolo, you're a great person, but you know, I don't think it's going to go any further. I wish you the best, something like that.
I don't understand, because as an athlete, I deal with criticism every day. Like, I go to practice and my coach tells me 100 things I'm doing wrong and nothing right. So if a guy would just be like, okay, I don't think our humors line up, I don't think our whatever, I don't think this is going to go, or I'm just too busy, I would take that with like a grain of salt. I'm like, all right, cool, I wish you the best. But when like they ghost out, it's just like, then you got to like, you know, get all crazy on them and put them on blast on social media.
What would you say the Lolo Jones criteria is for a man? What are you looking for?
Well, humor is big for me. Like, I really just, at the end of the day, I want to be hanging out with my best friend and laughing. And I find it really hard nowadays to find that in a guy. And also, because I am an athlete, I'm used to like taking control and taking things into my own hand. And I think sometimes that's very intimidating for a guy. So
it is.
Finding the balance would be nice.
Yeah, well, it takes a very confident guy to handle that, Lolo. I gotta let you know that. I'm sure you know that as well. Does he need to be an athlete? Does he have to have some skills?
No, that's one of the most annoying questions I get asked on Instagram all the time. The guys are always DMing me, well, maybe if you give us regular guys a chance. And I'm like, you guys don't know who I'm dating. You don't know. Like, I've gone on tons of dates with guys who have just normal jobs, 8 to 5. But for some reason on social media, they just assume I'm only going out with these celebs or this and that. And it's quite frustrating, because I'm not looking for, oh, he must have X amount of social media followers, he must be famous. Like, I, at the end of the day, like I said, I just want to laugh, and it's really hard to find someone who can, like, you know, bounce my humor. And, you know, I'm a Kevin Hart. Can you be a David Chappelle to me?
So let me just make sure here. You're not looking to create the next great Olympic athlete someday down the line here?
Okay, so one of my dating bios does say, it says something along the lines like, I can give you future Peyton Manning kids. Okay, it does say something like that. But that's not saying I need another. I feel like I'm such a stud that I, even if you're not athletic, I can help you and your future kids.
Yeah, see, because Lolo, I'm engaged, getting married sooner, but I would like check out wingspans and whatnot. And, you know, I'm 5'10 and a recreational athlete. But, I was looking for somebody who could, you know, perhaps do exactly what you're offering. So, I mean, I think that's a great selling point.
Yeah, I felt like that was a good, like, you know, one-liner to have under your bio.
How's the patience level with these men? I feel like it's getting a little bit low.
The what?
How's your patience level? Is Lolo getting close to settling, I guess, is the question.
I mean, I'm really trying to. It's just, it's hard in these streets. Like, the single life is just not, it's never been for me. I'm the type of person that wanted to be married in their 20s, and I can't believe that I'm still not married. But it's, I'm also not willing to sacrifice on a lot of the things that I'm kind of looking for in a partner. And And with my schedule, it's easier for me to not just be so focused on it because I am quite busy. And so I think if I was just sitting at home, I would probably be desperately like, oh my gosh, freaking out. But I stay quite busy and active with, you know, training for two Olympics.
Right. So that, I mean, you hear that, men out there, that listen, you got to be able to be flexible with Lolo's schedule. She's not going to be available 24/7 for you. But when she is available, I mean, I look at you, Lolo, like you're a great piece of chocolate. You're not like this huge Snickers bar, but you're like this really great morsel that you get to, you know, have dinner with when you have time, right? What do you think of that?
I do have time for dates, and my schedule is strenuous, but not that. I mean, I have time for dates, trust me. The worst, there was only one year I was in New York and I had limited time, and I actually had two dates back to back. And one of the dates had actually, he came early, and so he actually ran into the other date. It was a nightmare, but yeah, that's the only time that ever happened in my life.
Two dates in one night. You're trying to make the most use of your time. Who's going to get a date two here? That was good planning. He shouldn't have been early and respected your time. That's a bad move by him.
Yeah, so it's just this whole conversation is making me feel like a player, but I'm not.
Well, maybe a little. What's going on with training? How are we feeling looking ahead to 2020?
Training is tough, man. Like, I mean, we talk a lot about my age. I mean, I am competing against girls that are 10 years younger than me. I mean, I'm feeling the aches and pains of basically all the times I've been crashing a bobsled at 90 miles an hour, every hurdle hit I've had. So it's built up. But like, what's great about it is the fact that I'm super strong and determined to just finish out my goals. And so I don't know. It's like they say athletes always age in dog years, and that's so true.
Where do you think the drive comes from? You know, your past has been well documented. You didn't have any money as a kid, but you had this dream, and the drive's still coming now. I mean, some people, you know, once they get there, they kind of, you know, maybe want to take a foot off the gas pedal, but that's not you at all.
No, I mean, I think a lot of my drive came from the fact that I mean, if people know anything about my Olympic journey, that I've come so close to a medal so many times that I can honestly taste it. And so I think the fact my drive comes from just picking yourself up after defeat or failure. I think a lot of times people look to Olympic athletes for inspiration when they win, but a lot of times people can be inspired just by like taking another step, trying again, not giving up on your dreams. And so that's where I hope to like bring an inspiration to people.
Not how many times you fall down, it's how quickly you get back up, right, Lolo?
Right, fall 7 times, get up 8.
That's right. Lolo, we should mention that you're working with a sponsor, CBDMD. Now, Bubba Watson's in there, and Rob Gronkowski, Gronk is in there, the effectiveness of CBD. So why'd you want to work with this, Lolo? It's definitely certainly making a move right now, and people are very curious.
Well, as I stated earlier, I'm one of the oldest hurdlers. I'm aging in like dog years. I got a lot of, you know, past hurts, and CBD actually can help you with maintaining your pain levels, inflammation, help you sleep better at night. So, and a lot of people may not know this, but 2 years ago it was banned. Like, athletes weren't even allowed to take it. So that's why you're seeing this explosion in the marketplace, is because now it's cleared and we're allowed to take it. And I wanted to partner with CBDMD because they put a focus on making sure that there'd be no THC, that I wouldn't fail a drug test. And that was important for me to have like that trust level worthy in a company when so much is on the line for me.
Do you think it's making you a better athlete?
I think it's taken away, like it's helping me maintain my pain for sure. I had bad whiplash, and I was putting one of the recovery creams on my neck just to help me with that because I was in such pain. And then I also take the CBD oil at night to help with my sleep, especially because I'm traveling a lot internationally. I struggle with like jet lag and insomnia, so I can just take the CBD oil and go right to bed.
That's a beautiful thing right there. It's definitely making a move. Two more for you, Lolo. What's your worst sport? What are you bad at?
I'm bad at losing.
Right.
I mean, my worst sport, I don't know, like I adapt really good. Like, I hate to say this, but I mean, I was playing golf and I was terrible, but by like the second hole, they were like, they couldn't believe it was my first time playing. So I would say, honestly, what am I bad at? I'm bad at running. I don't like running. Who likes running? I mean, I have asthma. I get gas soon, but like, I just like the fact that it pushes me. So I like anything that challenges me, but bad, I mean, I'm so cocky of an athlete. I feel like I would get, even if I'm bad, I would get good at it.
I love the confidence. You got to have it. Lolo, great to talk to you. Best of luck. The Olympics coming up here. We're rooting for you. And, yeah, let's get that medal, all right?
Thank you.